And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse and the Commander. We're going to be talking fishing here. Time to go, and we'll tell you all about it. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Discover the reliable Yamaha four-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-150 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam four-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha four-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha marine dealer.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
You know, it is indeed.
Talk about a guy that's always busy and always fishing. This is like one of my favorite parts about having Captain Mark Gillette in here with us this morning. He's always got a fishing trip or a fishing style. Like, Everybody that works for this operation are fishermen. You know?
So when a guy who does fishing for a living goes fishing for his recreation, then you know you're
that's
on the right
exactly,
boat, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's it. Mark Gillette, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Mark?
Of course, Mark, you've been running Eclipse, and of course you know, also have the Commander, and things are happening, huh?
Yeah, time to go fishing.
Yeah, you guys have been running all winter, all spring.
We never stopped. We fished tuna right into the end of December, and then fished yellowtail there down at Colnett on the Eclipse and the Commander, and then the Commander went up to Long Beach, and it's been busy, and the Eclipse has stayed busy, so been phenomenal fishing.
Yeah, indeed. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and yeah. Hope you're taking care of your mom today, and indeed. And a good way to take care of mom is maybe take her fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now the Commander's running out of Long Beach Sport Fishing.
Yes.
Doing what?
It primarily does 1 day and day and a half trips. Yeah. So fishing the islands. Been the water kind of cooled off over this last couple of days here on that yellowtail, but I think that'll bounce back. The calico fishing has been superb. Beautiful, great calico bass. A lot of catch and release.
Nice.
Trying to just encourage people just to take what they need and not to kill everything that bites.
Good for you. That's,
you know,
great.
More that you got to come back to fish on.
Yeah.
I was going to say it was so much fun hearing the reports for, you know, you guys calling, keeping us up to date what was going on out there. Would just go out and get your yellow in the morning and have that really good morning whack at them, and then when that kind of finally slowed a little bit, you'd slide inside and just have that crazy big calico bass fishing. And then when most of the other boats were heading for home, you'd get that afternoon run with those day-and-a-half trips and get that really good yellow all the way up until the dark again. It just sounded like a blast.
It is, you know, and that's the thing that you know, being up in Long Beach, it's in that area, that market is usually just straight one-day trips. And to do a day-and-a-half trip to get that whole afternoon fishing, I mean, there's a lot of times Steve put another 40 or 50 yellows on the boat in the afternoon.
Jeez.
Which is, you know, great. And in addition to good calico bass fishing, or being able to, you know, limit his folks out on rockfish if that's what was available. So, unfortunately, the rockfish fishing hasn't always been all that great this winter, which you know,
surprising.
Sometimes it was you couldn't get through the yellowtail. sometimes it's just they're full of red crabs. So, and then it could be the warmer water that they've moved. They migrate. They don't just stay on a reef and live there their entire lives. They do migrate a lot. So,
sure.
That hasn't been exactly the best fishing, but the calico and the yellowtail fishing has more than made up for it.
Yeah, and the water rolled a little bit here with this winter and the spring that we just had, but it's kind of over now, and things could bounce back in a day, right?
Yeah, at least it takes some good, you know, it's so much good water. If you look at the Terrafin shot, that water down to the south is so warm that, you know, it just takes a little push and it's back to where it needs to be.
Indeed. So now the Eclipse running weekend trips, right?
We're weekends right now, but we're open for charter on the weekdays if anybody wants to jump on board there.
What kind of trip are you running right now?
Right now, we're primarily doing day and a half, 2 days, and 2.5 day trips. So I think next weekend we have a 2 day trip. That's our offshore exploratory. It's the same trip last year that we did a shark bait sponsored trip that goes offshore the last couple years. Last year we were fortunate enough to find those yellowfin and bluefin and get the season started for everybody. That was a great thing to have happen, and we're hoping to repeat that again here this year.
Wait a minute. You already found the yellowfin and bluefin. That was how we had that post on your Facebook page, which we shared on our Facebook page. Yellowfin and bluefin last month.
I heard live from the boat.
Yeah,
that
last
was
week.
Awesome news.
Yeah, we did a little trip in the first weekend of April, I believe it was. We had four or five bluefin. And that was up
U.S. waters somewhere.
Oh, yeah, in U.S. waters right now. We wouldn't even, you know, risk that.
Yeah.
And then the yellowfin and the bluefin last week. You know, he had one bluefin, and then he had Adam did. Adam was running the boat, and he had the two yellowfin. You know, and he got in his old zone, and he thought there was going to be more. Who knows? It could have been time of day or
sure.
Who knows? I mean, just don't know. It's
just
hard.
Really
when
good looking water.
Well, yeah, and he's just hard to when you're trying to cover one boat covering water.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No doubt about it. You're the only ones running out of there going offshore.
As of right now,
yeah.
As far as I know, you know, somebody wants to join us. I'm sure some guys will be joining us here Memorial Day weekend. So.
Oh, you're doing a Memorial Day weekend trip?
Yeah, that's weekend after next.
Oh,
can you believe
right?
it?
Man.
Yeah, the season's here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have our first San Diego County Ford dealers remote next Saturday.
Right.
So
kickoff of an
Encinitas
Ford.
The season is here, right, at Encinitas Ford. So
yeah.
It's happening. We're right there. So It's a how many day trip is the Memorial Day weekend?
2.5 days.
2.5 days. Space available?
There's only four spots available, I think. So.
Whoa.
Okay.
Now, so like all of our trips on our website, all inclusive. So when people see the price, they kind of go taken aback. That's all inclusive. It includes all your food, soft beverages, you know, everything but any extras. So.
And I know we're going to hear about it a bunch during the show because that's one of the things you guys love to call and talk about and comment about. But the food that you guys do is not your atypical going on a sport boat and getting a cheeseburger. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the food packages that you guys include are kind of next level things.
They are. We were fortunate to find some great chefs. Chef Jason's our executive chef. You know, he's had 7 years of training in Hawaii at Roy's. Roy himself trained Jason.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of, we have a new gal that joined our team on the Eclipse, Amy. She's been on such TV shows, like those Top Chef shows and stuff. So it's what she brings to the table. And over on the Commander, Chef Edmar, who comes from some of the higher end restaurants up in Malibu, California, has joined our team there. And he's got,
wow.
He does some, you know, kind of same style of food adjacent role, like Pan-Asian, Hawaiian style, fusion cuisine. So it's always an adventure to see what they come up with.
So tell us about the Eclipse. Describe the boat for those that may not be familiar with it.
Oh, a 70-foot wide beamy boat. It's
a big boat.
Yeah, it is a big boat. Yeah. You know, we sleep 28 people, but we really like, we think 24 to 26 is perfect. We try to make sure that all the amenities are there for a boat of its caliber. You know, and it's in a 1 to 3 day charter boat. We do have some 3.5 day trips this year. I put a Facebook poll out and everybody said, we want to see some 3 and 3.5 day 20 passenger load trips. And I said, okay. And I put them on. So if you guys are out there looking for ultra limited load, want to pay a little bit higher ticket price, fish with less folks at the rail, we do have a handful of those trips this summer. And I would suggest booking them. You know, don't wait until fish are biting. I mean, at that point, anybody will, you know, jump on and pay whatever they can just to get on a boat. You want to make sure you've got your spot secured for at least a 3 or 3.5 day trip. Now would be the time to start booking.
And all that stuff's on your website.
It's all on our website, EclipseSportFishing.com.
Now, what about the Commander? Tell us about the Commander.
Well, it's kind of a, you know, it's our charter boat, a little bit smaller vessel, a single screw boat. And we just can't
legendary
wait. Legendary. It is a legendary boat, the original Cat Special.
Yeah.
In addition to the Cat Special, that's the Eclipse. which was built after the now Commander. Really neat fishing platform. I personally really enjoy fishing on the vessel. We added 2 RFW fish holes. That was one thing that boat never had before. And the fish come off of that boat just absolutely pristine condition.
I'll bet.
They come off beautifully.
You did such a beautiful job on that retrofit.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
really cool.
It was cost a little more than you thought originally, right?
Quite a bit more.
But it's worth it because the boat is absolutely incredible.
It is. And you know what I really like about that boat is how quiet it is.
Oh,
when you come
super
on the boat,
quiet.
You can talk in a really low voice to people, you know, next to you instead of having to talk over the engines. It's a really nice feature that we have on that boat is it's so quiet and I think the fish, you know, I think they appreciate that a little bit.
Back in the day, it was always the number one albacore boat, right? I mean, always found a fish when other boats couldn't find it.
That's what I was told,
you know,
and I can't wait to put that to the test, and I hope that we see the albacore here in the next couple of years or so. I don't think it'll be this year, but it wouldn't surprise me if somebody made a catch of albacore.
You never know.
You know, it would not surprise me.
And the suspect is that we're supposed to have a pretty strong El Nino coming up here in September. But it's happened in El Nino years before that we had albacore, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's what the old guys tell me.
That's what they say, right? That's what they say. Now, of course, you also, out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, run the whale watching boat, the Privateer, right?
Yes. Yeah, and it's a great introduction, you know, to get, you know, if you guys are thinking of bringing your lady out or your kids out, come out on a whale watch trip for 3 hours, and, you know, you can see if they get seasick or not, you know. And it's introduction that, you know, what got me into marine life and fishing was, you know, Jacques Cousteau, you know,
right. Seeing
the National Geographic. And a great part about the whale watching for me has been the people, I've been introduced to, you know, the scientist and, Flip Nicklin being one of them, you know, his father was the first, underwater photographer for National Geographic, but he was the first full-time. Meeting somebody like that, and it's really broadened my horizons. I always thought, well, we're going to get folks that are the extremists out here. folks that are, you know, want to shut us down fishing-wise, and it's been quite the opposite. Most of the scientists that I've met, by far and large, most of them have fishing backgrounds.
Yeah.
And I think it's just an overall love of the ocean. And to come out and, you know, it's paid off for us last year. You know, Adam was out running the privateer last year, and he saw a kelp patty, and he called me up in the office. And, hey, man, there's a kelp here in front of Mission Bay. You need to get the Eclipse ready, get Chris, and come on down here. Let's go fishing. And I think we ended up getting 5 or 6 yellowtail. Grabbed the kids out of school. And
right in front of Mission Bay.
Yeah, it was like 4 miles off front of Mission Bay in May.
Wow.
So rad.
So do we see whales here year-round? I mean, is the boat still operating here at the end of the gray whale season?
Yeah, it's been great. The other day they had all 5 species of baleen whale, which is something we've never seen before.
What?
So they had a humpback whale that was tail lobbing and tail slapping, which is really awesome. They had 4 or 5 gray whales. They had a minke whale. They had a blue whale, and they had a fin whale, and they had lots of common dolphins on a 3-hour trip.
Whoa.
3 hours, that's crazy. That's got to be going from one to the other, to the other, to the other.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
So if you want to take the family out for a real thrill, that's an opportunity out of Seaforce.
It is. It's something great to do, you know, for 3 hours. Come on out, and it's been great for us, and we get a lot of tourists that come out that are, you know, and they go, hey, I want to go on that fishing boat there, you know, and okay, you know, you set them up on, you know, the San Diego, or you get set them up on the new Seaforce. They get to go out and experience that going somewhere else, another part of the country, that what we do here in San Diego, and hopefully that spurs their interest into coming on a longer trip or 1 day, 2 day, or even a 15-day trip, you know?
Sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Mark.
You're not kidding, boy. We're really excited to have somebody, like you say, that's both fishing all the time and with the boats, and it's going to be an awesome show and a ton of information, and we would love to have you be a part of it. If you want to join Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's 2 ways that you can reach us. The best right now would be with our local line. There's a local line open, 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. And we do have 1 toll-free line that's open right now. Everything else all packed up. Toll-free, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking all kinds of fishing, talking about the Eclipse, talking about the Commander. Boy, Mark has so generously given us a couple of awesome prizes. How about this? At the end of the show today, 2 lucky callers are each going to go fishing aboard the Commander. 2 one-day trips going fishing this year on the Commander with Captain Mark or any of the crew at Eclipse and Commander Sport Fishing. So very, very cool there. 2 lucky people are going to get to experience that great Commander. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
The tuna wars are coming, and you can be a part of the battle. This is your opportunity to fish with Captain Paul Hebert or Captain Dave Marciano from the hit TV show Wicked Tuna. They will command a battle-hardened group of 24 anglers aboard competing boats.
Team Hard Merchandise with Captain Dave and 24 shipmates will be aboard the Eclipse and compete against Team Wicked Pissa with Captain Paul and his group of 24 aboard the Tribute. The teams are going to depart Seaforth Landing in San Diego on the evening of June 16th and will return the evening of June 18th. The winning team is going to be the boat with the highest combined weight of their 3 largest tuna.
Mark, who's going to win?
We're going to win.
Yeah. You think so, Dave Marciano?
The kids are going to win.
Yeah, the kids are going to win. That's the most important thing. And we want to thank you for Friends of Rollo for being so generous with the Eclipse and making this trip possible, too.
Our pleasure.
It's going to be really cool. So lots of great giveaways on both boats. And everybody aboard is going to receive a custom. Everybody on the winning team, which Mark thinks is going to be the Eclipse.
He's already making the Eclipse jacket.
Yeah, he's already making them. They're going to receive a custom embroidered jacket featuring either Team Hard Merchandise or Team Wicked Pissa.
The spots are available on either of the competing vessels. We heard about it yesterday, and I can assure you the spots are going fast. I had several calls at the tackle store yesterday. What was that number again? You know, I really wanted to go, especially hearing from the boys. It's obvious how much fun that's going to be. The spots are $1,000 per person, and they're first come, first serve for you to be able to pick your team and do battle.
Yeah, this is your opportunity to fish with these two superstars of fishing aboard the two great boats, and all the proceeds go to taking kids fishing. And like Rick said, we filled a whole bunch of spots yesterday. I think there's less than a handful of spots left for you. So you better jump on it. Call Jim at Friends of Rollo at 949-285-8819. 949-285-8819. Or email Jim at jim@rollokids.org. Or check RolloKids.org for more information. And I might add too that we are going to, the day before, the guys are coming in early, and we're going to, from 5 to 7 p.m. or maybe 7:30, depends on stuff, we are going to have this great meet and greet with both Dave and Paul at the Bally High. That'll be on June 15th. And everybody who goes on the trip is going to get a ticket to go to that. And if you want to go and meet these guys, it's going to be $25 a ticket. All the proceeds go to Friends of Rollo. It's going to be at the Bally High, like I say. And we heard yesterday, we're going to be auctioning off a trip to go fishing with Paul, a trip to go fishing with Dave. We're going to have a lot of tackle giveaways and prizes and a great raffle at that event. So that's going to be June 15th. We'll tell you more about that as it comes up. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
All right. You got it. Well, the phone lines are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 open right now. And why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Don.
Can you talk a little bit what it takes to charter the Eclipse?
What about it, Don?
What someone would have to do to charter the Eclipse for, let's say, a day and a half?
Yeah, you would just give us a call. I would always recommend to charter masters to have a date in mind or a date or two in mind. The boat is pretty booked up for some months, but have a couple dates in mind, and then make sure you have a group of guys that are, you know, ready to kind of set for a couple dates, and then we can talk about pricing and scheduling and all that other good stuff. But all you're doing is basically buying out the boat for the entire day and a half.
And you can.
Do you have your pricing on your website?
No, we do not. You just give us a call, and we can. Our pricing's pretty set, but you can just give us a call, and we'll discuss all the details.
Because you have food options and things like that, I'm sure.
No, we do all of our charters all inclusive.
Okay.
So we just include everything other than a few of the extras. But the food, permits, everything, all that's all included. So last thing you want to do when you get down to the boat is have to fill out with, you know, odds and ends. And this is just what I like to know personally, what something costs me.
Right.
This is what it's going to cost me. Okay. Indeed. Then we can go from there.
There you go. And it's a beautiful boat, super clean, great crew, great food, and they catch fish.
Yeah, you know, and if you haven't been on the Eclipse before, Don, I mean, I suggest you come on out and see what it's all about. And it's just nice on a charter group, but you can kind of control a few other things, you know, by like how many folks you want on the boat. You know, 20 people on the Eclipse, everybody gets a double wide bunk. Everybody gets a nice big old queen size bunk. So, and that's nice as a charter master, you can, you know, put people in bunks that you want to put them in. And you can do, you know, last charter we had, I think, last weekend it was, you know, they did Lucha Libre mask and, you know, you can do some fun stuff. We did a margarita bar. So
if we're the charter master, we can decide on the satellite TV to not watch a Raider game.
I mean, that always goes on in the bridge, of course. But, what was nice about last weekend is we had the big Pacquiao and, Mayweather fight.
Really?
They had that on the boat and some folks, you know, they took Pacquiao and I took Mayweather and they I was there promptly to collect when they came.
Yeah, I can imagine.
but how cool that on a shorter range boat like that to have amenities like that, have satellite TV, be able to watch the game when you're traveling home. Just there's such cool things that you guys did with the boat.
Yeah, and we were the second boat to have a satellite, you know, the satellite TV behind the Independence and the Intrepid. And I think pretty much a lot of folks are getting it now. And it's nice to have, you know. I'm a big football and NASCAR fan. We order all the UFC fights, and people are into that, and they can come watch that.
Wait a minute, you're going fishing! Wait a minute!
Yeah, well, you know, the fish don't bite 24 hours out of the day.
Got to travel, too, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's head down to Southern Baja, talk to our buddy John Ireland calling from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, John.
How's everything going up there? Good?
Great, fantastic. Man. Everything's good.
Good, good. Well, down here it's just pretty much the same as it was last week. The water's actually a little cooler than normal, which is good. It's really right around normal temps now for May, 74 to 75 degree water, which is a good thing. Kind of a windy on and off week. We couldn't get boats out at all yesterday. That said, it's the rest of the week is pretty nice, but it's been a little windy, a little off, and the water's been a little mixed. Fishing's been good, though. It's pretty much the same for this time of year, and I expect it to continue right into June. And that's a big striper bite off La Ribera Bank, you know, one or two fish per boat per day. They're loving the ballyhoo. They just love the ballyhoo, and they're hitting the big caballito as well. But ballyhoos, you know, and sometimes the guys are rigging them solely, and sometimes they're mixing them with the lure, putting them on a lure, but they're pretty effective. And at least one or two stripers per day for those that are going out and looking on the bank. Roosters inside, the rooster fish fishing is picking up substantially from the week before. 35, 40-pound fish are fairly common. Lots of little ones. We're struggling a little with the smaller fish because sardine has been hard to get. So we're getting like 1.5-pound, 2-pound caballito for bait. So they're kind of separating the big roosters from the smaller ones. But that said, you know, three or four of those a day. A lot of smaller dorado inside, picking up one or two of those a day, but no real size there. And wahoo are occasionally, there's a lot of wahoo around inside, but they're crashing the baits and picking up very few because nobody's running wire. We got a lot of monofilament out, and so they're taking us to task on that. But overall, fishing's pretty good. It's pretty normal for this time of year, I'd say. And like last year with the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, with all the marlin and the rooster fish, it looks like it's be pretty much the same.
Man, I was so excited. We're coming up like three or four weeks away from the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament down there. I know last I heard there were no spots available. Is that still true, John?
Yeah, I think we're sold out now.
Sold out
for that,
which
is pretty unusual. And this year, it might be worth mentioning that we reserved the whole hotel for the tournament. In past years, it's been 20 or 25 rooms, but this year, just the tournament filled the
it's
whole.
It's all hotel. Let's Talk Hookup Tournament. Watch out! Good. Be careful.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. Well, if somebody wants to go down and hang out in one of the most beautiful places in the world, Rancho Leonero, how do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
And any day now, you're going to be a grandpa, right?
Yeah, I'm pins and needle any day now, literally.
Any day Jeannie's going to have the baby. Well, good luck with that, and we'll be looking forward to having the big announcement next weekend.
Yeah, and in fact, I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. This week's going to be the week.
So. All right, John. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Saturday,
you
Grandpa.
Sure will.
See you, John.
See you later. All right. Very good.
Well, the phone lines are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to Mark, so we're going to jump back into the phones and this time talk to Dennis, who's calling us from Linda Vista this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good, Dennis.
Hi, happy Mother's Day to all the people out there, all the moms out there that let us go fishing. I appreciate everything you do for us.
You bet.
Hey, I got a question about his boat, the Eclipse.
All right.
Okay, I have some handicap problems. I have sleep apnea and I walk with a cane. How is your boat set up for guys like that that, you know, we can get about with a little help?
Yeah, you know, we do have plugs and we have certain bunks that are accommodated for CPAP machines. And as well, you know, as far as, you know, getting around, the boat is a pretty stable platform for the boat of its size, but that's something that's going to be your judgment call. You know, you should be able to move around and you know, go up and down stairs on your own accord.
Yeah, so you just have to kind of, maybe sometime when the boat's in port, come down to C4 Sport Fishing, check it out and see how you get around.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They're more than welcome to, you know, come on down and I always like to say preview the vessel.
I will say one thing about the Eclipse is it's big and it's wide, and one thing that might be a benefit of you is the distance between the rails and the house is really big. So, I mean, if a guy did need a little bit more room to move around, the Eclipse is certainly amongst the bigger fishing boats out there.
Yeah, especially between the house and the rail.
Huge. No doubt.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Dennis.
All right, how about we jump back into him and talk to Paul. Paul's calling us from Santee. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Morning, Paul.
Great.
Yeah, hey, I went out on the eclipse last year for my very first multi-day offshore trip on the 4th of July trip. And, man, that was an awesome time. That boat is amazing. There's so much room. It's so comfortable.
Thank you.
Really just wanted to say, thanks for putting together a great platform. I had a question about, the upcoming season. I know the Commander is up in Long Beach. I was wondering when you plan on transitioning that down to back down to San Diego, and when you think that the offshore fishing might kick off in a bigger way.
Yeah, we'll bring the Commander down back to Fisherman's Landing once fishing warrants it. Once we, can see the passenger count, getting back up there where not only the fishing as well, but we have enough folks coming to fulfill our duties as a charter boat and open, overflow open party boat, down there. And as far as when I don't know, Paul, I wish I could tell you.
Well, we were catching tuna in mid-May last year.
Yeah, I mean, one thing Pete and I were talking about before is that when you guys start seeing the fish show up, you got to go. Well, I mean, don't right. Last year, I mean, guys started booking trips in September when we started catching fish good in June. And it was like, and then a lot of times in September that fishing got really tough because we had had 3 months on it already. And same thing with that call net yellowtail. It was absolutely phenomenal yellowtail in January. People waited till I'm going to book my trip for April. And it's like it was gone by April. I mean, it can be a couple weeks at a time. So I suggest that when you do see fish start to show up in the counts, don't think that means it's going to be here 2 or 3 months from now. If it's there now's the time to go.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Want to remind you, we're having a big sale on our website, hookup1090.com, on our shop page. You can save on a whole bunch of our Let's Talk Hookup items on there, the custom cedar plugs, the AFCO travel shirts, which I wear all the time. They're great. 100% cotton zip hoodies. Those things are really comfortable. And AFCO Performance shirts. Those shirts are so comfortable in the tropics. AFCO shorts, the MO1L with the tuna and yellowtail logos. We have our hats on sale. Quantities are limited on a lot of these items, so the sale goes through May 31st or while supplies last. So get on our website, hookup1090.com, go to the shop page, and $50 or more, you get free shipping. So jump on it.
All right. David in Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. David, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Two questions. The first is, Mark, on the Eclipse, do you guys have AC? And the second question is, at what temperature do you guys start to put out the Marauders for Wahoo?
What was the first part of that question? Do we have what?
AC on board.
Oh, yes, down in the bunk room area. And we're adding a door, actually, to the main galley entrance. So our AC will crank up to keep that whole galley cabin cold.
Wow.
For Wahoo, you like to see that water temperature above 75, 76 degrees. But, if guys start catching a few here and there, we do keep Marauders on the boat.
Could it happen again this year?
Of course it can. And it could happen earlier this year, And that's the thing, though. We thought about with the Commander of just putting Wahoo and Marlin trip together in September, October last year. because, more often than not, we're fishing tuna. We're fishing too far for the Wahoo and the Marlin.
Sure.
They kind of go hand in hand. They like the, shorter water, 200 to 300, 400 fathoms. Whereas that tuna, like deeper water. So, I think a lot of it might have even gotten a little shallower on that Wahoo last year. So
just got run right over.
I mean, there was fish at the Coronado Islands. Remember the Royal Polaris caught one on their way down in the flats, in Imperial Beach.
Yeah.
Mile Bank.
Yeah, it was right at the south end of Coronado's. We were fishing yellowtail there with the Malahini one day, and Mikey's like, there's a Wahoo next to the boat. We're like, man, how cool is that?
That's so rad. So cool.
So when did you ever think we were going to talk about when's a good time to catch Wahoo off of San Diego?
Yeah, right.
It can happen.
What was so cool about last year, too, is it was, the one fight, you kind of knew that there was maybe a possibility because the water got so hot, and then all of a sudden there was the rumor, and then that first fish, I think that the Joker caught, it was like, okay, it happened, and everybody high-fived, and then all of a sudden there was another, and then a bunch of bite-offs, and another, and it was a legitimate thing last year when they were around. It wasn't just a novelty where there was one. Those things were around, and like you said, Mark, I mean, with as many got caught, there was very few that were quote-unquote targeted. I mean, sure, there was a marauder or two back, but we're still tuna fishing, and I mean, for the volume that was around, it was pretty darn exciting to see. I can only hope we have it again.
And then Steve Lasley catches a 400-pound-plus blue marlin.
Well, I was just going to say, there was some blues around, and there was even some reports of blacks. I never saw either myself. I do know one of the boats, one of the charter boats I know, he hooked a pretty big blue marlin. He had it on for quite some time before they eventually, unfortunately, lost it. But he had thoughts of grandeur, and I saw videos of it. It was a big, big blue marlin. So that's pretty neat stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Now, just out of curiosity on the privateer, your whale-watching boat, was there a different kind of deal with the whales in the summer of the El Nino? Or were you seeing different whales?
You know, we were still seeing blue whales, but there were a couple times, you know, Chris was out doing maintenance work, you know, he'd take the boat offshore to sand, and he would pull some, you know, tuna feathers behind him. And he had one day, I think he had seven tuna. He had like three or four yellowfin and three or four bluefin.
Jeez.
You know, and he was like, he'd call me up. He's like, hey, I'm right outside La Jolla, man. He's like, you need to be thinking about your next trip being here. And you're just like, how do we bring that to our passengers?
Right.
Like, all right, guys, we're leaving, about 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, so
go
it's pretty,
catch tuna.
Pretty neat. Number of times, our 3/4 day boat at Seaforth had great fishing on yellowfin.
Oh, yeah.
We had great fishing on yellowfin.
See, you guys pioneered something that I thought was so cool with that close range tuna, and that was the kind of sliding in a 3/4 day trip in between your day and a half trips.
Yeah, you know, we've always done that. We usually do 8-hour whale watch trips in between our day and a half or 2.5 day trips. But if we can do a 3/4 day trip, anything like that, then we were able to. And fortunately, the folks wanted to come out and catch a tuna, and fortunately there were tuna to go
there.
Yeah,
tuna,
I mean,
to catch.
It was a bonus for both of you. Obviously, the boat got another trip, but more than anything, just accommodating us as fishermen. I mean, it wasn't easy to find a spot to go fishing, you know, with that local tuna fishing being so good, so it was a cool opportunity to ride a really nice boat in a short amount of time and still get your tuna fix in.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to have enough staff between all of our boats that we were able to provide staffing that wasn't, you know, our guys were fresh when they came on a trip for a 3/4 day trip. They weren't just coming off the boat all haggard and tired. They had fresh guys that were always rotating crew, and I think that made a big difference for the folks.
All right, cool. Dave, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, like wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
For East Cape fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenrin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
I'll talk to guests and I'll say, well, how was it? And they say, well, you can talk and improve the fishing. I said, sure, you know, if I had a switch, I would, but how'd you do it? They'll say, well, we fished 3 days and we released 2 marlin and we caught 4 dorado and a bunch of rooster fish. The fishery is intact. Mother Nature's amazing and fishing's good down there. Tuna showed up, big dorado, good billfish, a good striped marlin. The fish photo gallery is interesting. We do honestly make an effort to update it daily. So it gives you a real good idea of what's being caught at the ranch. Another interesting thing that we have, a real-time camera that points off of the front porch of the hotel. A lot of people come on the website just to take a peek and see what the weather's like at the ranch. RanchoLeonero.com. Anytime I encourage you to come visit Rancho Leonero, I'm proud of it. It's my home, and I'll make sure that you have a great time. I'll personally take care of you.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176 or check monsoonyachtservice.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. You know, I was up at Shimano yesterday after the show for the big Let's Talk Hookup Shimano on the Water seminar. And Mark Mills, great showing up there, and they had it in their education center there, which is just an amazing place.
So cool.
And Mark Mills was doing Power Pro demonstrations, showing people how to whip loop and hollow ace. And then he was also talking about on the spinning rods, on the bait runners, using the new Max Quattro by Power Pro. Super thin, super strong, super soft, and it is truly an amazing product. Max Quattro, you can get more line on a smaller reel and have the strength and the abrasion resistance that is just unmatched with Max Quattro. So new product from Power Pro. Well, any of the Power Pro, check it out. From the Holloways to the regular Power Pro and the new Max Quattro. Max Quattro, check it out at your local tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spear fishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And today, the Catchport, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, it's at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com for more information. Let's start off up at our favorite spot, Dana War Sport Fishing, the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Great.
Doing great. Good morning.
You're good. Hey, well, just another standard week for us, you know, for the beginning of May up here at Dana Wharf this week. We'll start it off along the beach and kind of in the kelp for the half-day guys. You know, I'd call it not the best water in there right now, but we're catching fish on the anchovy in it. Some good bass action kind of mixed with some bottom fish like sculpin and sheephead. Honestly, I think we need another few days, and I'm sure those temps and water color will be kind of back to where we need it to get the bass fishing maybe more on track and a bit more consistent. We had a bit of wind, you know, and we're still seeing kind of the after effects of that stuff blowing through. On the three-quarter day stuff, you know, we're still leaning on that bottom fish pretty hard out there, Box Canyon. A few days this week, we saw some pretty consistent catching on the reds and the grouper and other mixed fish and whatnot. And then on other days, you know, we got the cold shoulder out there, some wind against currents and stuff like that made it a little bit hard to get the lines down to the fish. A lot of bait has moved in down there, too, in that Box Canyon sector, so it wouldn't surprise me to see some bigger fish move in on that. So we'll kind of keep that area honest as we roll through this next week and kind of go from there. The Furies, he's been out at, he's been running pretty consistent, too, on his overnight stuff, fishing Clemente. He's seen some real good mixed fishing as well. Got some yellows in his counts yesterday, along with some good calico bass action and some nice rock fishing sheephead kind of rounding out for his efforts, too. So kind of where we're at. If you guys want to hop on a trip with us, of course, you can call our landing at 949-496-5794. You can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And if you want to save a little bit of money on a local trip, you can link us on the banner ad right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, and I'm going to take you right over, and you can book it from there.
That's right. Right on the front page of hookup1090.com, you click on that banner ad, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and save some big bucks.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good week.
All right, I appreciate that. Well, I'm sure we're going to hear from Gundy a little later on in the show with surf fishing, just because I know that Grunion's been running, and there's been some really good surf fishing to be had. But we'll look forward to that later in the show. But for now, that's going to wrap up the Catch Report, sponsored by Jobsite Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. With lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools, we personally know these guys and have fished with them a bunch. They're hardcore anglers and very serious when it comes to dependable job site delivery and the best in Milwaukee tools. Check out Jobsite Supply co.com for more details. And
yeah,
I want to say the same thing, like that's not just a spot that we read. I mean, Skeet and Dan and all the guys from Jobsite Supply are really good guys, and it's the truth, man. They are very hardcore fishermen, and you know that they just do the best job in that construction industry. I mean, they're the ones to deal with.
So if you're in the construction biz, jobsitesupplyco.com.
You got it.
Spot.
Well, hey, let's continue on with our catch report. We're going to talk to the man. Gundy Gunderson is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen, welcome back, Pete.
Thanks, Gundy.
Man, do you ever unpack those bags? You just leave them by the door.
Finally, I get to unpack the bags for a couple months here.
Hey, we finally had a little hiccup here on the surf. You know, it's been such a phenomenal week. You heard about those big, giant halibut. And what we had was basically big swell, you know, tough fishing on all fronts. Big swell the first part of the week, wind, cold front the second part. Water rolled over in a lot of places. Santa Barbara there, they had 65 degrees last week. They were looking at 57 degrees.
Ooh.
So that's quite a dump. But there's some caveats here. The bay fishing really was still good, and that bite up north on those perch, I'm sure will pick back up. Those fish aren't too cold water sensitive, and there was some really nice quality there before the weather. A lot of fish in the 2-pound range. But the best bet this week was in the bays and the harbors. Catch and tackle there in Costa Mesa reported really good action on a spotted bay bass. You have to go a little further back in the harbor to get away from the dirty water at the mouth, but those guys are reporting, you know, 15, 20 fish days, 3 to 4 inch big hammers, bass mount, Christmas tree was working well there. There's also been some legal halibut in the mix there. We had a nice 20-pounder a few weeks ago come out of that harbor. Hogan's reported some halibut action in and around Dana Point. White Zoom flukes, bass tricks, fish drop shot stop was the best bet for those guys. Pacific Coast and Oceanside yesterday checked in 3 legal halibut. So that the lagoon, they're bouncing back. They had a 30-pounder peeing on Sunday. The gentleman went down to Oceanside Harbor, bought a bucket of live sardines, put an aerator in them, took them down to the lagoons, and stuck a 30-pound halibut on his float tube.
Sweet!
So, that's rad.
You got to love when a plan comes together.
Yeah,
you know,
no kidding. Holy moly. Well, they're
I
in
would
there.
Say with those halibut coming in yesterday, you know, that bay bite on those halibut is going to continue, and we got a good week of fishing. Their derby there, the gentleman wasn't in the derby, so, you know, you got to enter the derby. $300 10 Cousins combo there at Pacific Coast are giving away for the top halibut of the month, and I imagine one of those 20, 30-pound fish is going to win it here. 10-pounder's on the leaderboard right now. So,
man, that's a nice fish.
Yeah, that's a nice fish. Nice little combo to win fishing for halibut, you know. So you can tell the old lady that you're working.
Yeah, wow, some good fishing there. All right, Gundy. Hey, sure appreciate that. Good report. When the swell dies, which it is this week, a game on in the surf, right?
Yeah, we'll pick right back up. Right back up.
Very good.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it, man. Well, packed they definitely are. How about this time we talk to Rudy, caught us from Carlsbad. What's up, Rudy? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rudy.
Gentlemen, congratulations, everybody, and I'm glad to hear somebody caught a 30-pounder down in the lagoon down by my house.
Yeah. How come it wasn't you, Rudy?
Most of my questions have been answered. On your, you know, day and a half, what are you looking at cost, and if something comes up, you know, can you change your plans when you're out there and, hit another type of fish, you know, let's say like Wahoo come along.
Yeah, Rudy, thank you. Well, all of our prices for our open trips for through the summer, and there's more dates available, but it's what we have up for right now, are on our website. You could check out all the prices for our day and a half trips and whatever we have available right now. All of our trips are all inclusive on there as well. And if there's Wahoo around and we can get some to buy, you know, we're going to fish them for sure. You know, we try to, you know, you know, you only have so much time in a day and, you know, so much water to cover. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of times you kind of have to turn the radio off. You know, it might be like you hear fish here, you fish there, but sometimes you abandon your game plan to hear somebody went where you were going and got them. So,
right.
You know, you really just got to kind of be confident after doing this for almost over 20 years now. You just got to have a game plan. I think you have to stick with it unless something drastically changes in what you're hearing and what you're seeing. So that's always a game time decision by the skipper. And if we have the time and the availability to do it, then by all means, we'll do it.
Mark, let me ask you this. You're going fishing. You're a passenger. Put yourself in passenger's shoes. You're like Rudy, and you're going on a trip this summer, and it's August, and the water's 75 degrees, and there was a little hint there was a Wahoo or two already caught this year. And your trolling rotation is up. What jig are you putting back out there? If you're, you know, keeping in mind that there's obviously tuna around, but you'd really love to be the only guy in your block to have a local Wahoo, what are you going to be dragging?
Well, for me, it'd be a Marauder. But back when I worked on the 105, we had these things. I don't know who made them. They were called the cowbells. Those things were deadly for Wahoo. you'd have to check with each boat.
Sure.
You know, aboard the Eclipse, we do carry our, you know, trolling gear we use for, you know, charge to the passengers. And, you know, we have them rigged up with either tuna feathers or, and last year, you know, we kept 2 Marauders in the water all the time. Some boats may not allow that.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to check with each individual boat what they would allow and what they would not allow.
Good call.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information. This week, a very substantial yellowfin tuna caught off Puerto Vallarta there on the front cover, along with some giant trout caught up in the Sierra for the opener and all kinds of great stuff. Turkey information, tunny information, which you missed the season again, huh?
Oh, I didn't miss it. I just missed shooting one this season.
Yeah.
I mean, I was definitely there for the season. But
yeah.
It was. I just missed knocking one over.
Well,
is the
next
problem.
Year. We'll get, you'll exactly. have the next chance to get them. So all that information is available this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And I want to remind you, be sure to check out all our social media sites. I just posted an Instagram photo on our Instagram page of the studio shot here with Captain Mark Gillette and his Raiders shirt. Just ignore that.
I tried. Yeah, I tried to get him taken. Like, sorry, everybody, and I apologize.
We just need to get past that.
In the belly of the beast here, aren't
yeah.
I?
And, well, at least you don't have a Dodger hat on. You know, that could even be worse, right?
There's, like, not an online post that I see Mark with that I don't try to take at least some type of Raiders jab at him. So he wears it very proud.
Yeah, but also we have a Facebook page. We're very active with a lot of stuff on our Facebook page. And, of course, don't forget our YouTube channel, too. Those are the three medias we really put a lot of effort into getting information to you on. That's all available right on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. You click on the little icons at the top or bottom of the page, and you can go right to the YouTube channel, Facebook page, or the Instagram, and check out all the different stuff on there.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Sam, who's called us from Irvine this morning. Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I had a question about the commander up there in Long Beach. Are you fishing the islands? I've been fishing a lot of yellowtail lately. Are you guys targeting the yellowtail up there? What's the commander doing?
Yes, we do target the yellowtail up there. But what I like to tell everybody most commonly, we just play the cards that the ocean deals us that day. We always try to target the yellowtail, but calico bass fishing has been very, very good this year. And if you really want to hone your skills, catching calico bass is the way to do it. I think I've said many, many times that all good calico bass fishermen are good tuna fishermen, but not all good tuna fishermen are good calico bass fishermen.
Right.
You really want to know how to catch a fish, catch a calico bass, and you'll be able to adapt to any conditions.
Are they day trips up there, day-and-a-half trips? What are you running on, the commander?
Yes, we do some one-day trips, mostly day-and-a-half trips. So it's nice to get that afternoon bite. It's, you know, not only just the chance of catching more fish in the afternoon or fishing that calico in the afternoon, but just seeing the island in the evening hours,
right.
You know.
Beautiful.
It's such, it's worth the ticket of admission right there.
Yeah.
Clementi?
Mostly Clementi, but we have the option to fish, Tanner Bank, Cortez Bank, Catalina, Santa Barbara Island and San Nick.
Is it open party? Is it charter? Commander running?
Okay. We do both. And you can check out longbeachsportfishing.com, see our open party schedule. And you guys are looking to charter the vessel, and give me a call, and we'll set something up.
Awesome.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Cedro's Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedros Island. Cedros Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedros Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedros Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spear fishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedros
Pedro's Tackle Kayak Adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedros Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedros Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedros Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a Shimano Day Saturday, June 13th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis factory representatives on hand to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano One, the latest rods from G. Loomis, and all the new line from Power Pro. Power Pro experts will be on hand as well to teach you the best connections and talk about how to use Power Pro to improve your fishing. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, and there'll be special offers available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro for this one day only. The day starts off with Pete and Rick doing the Let's Talk Hookup radio show live from the entrance of the Longfin at 7. Plus, you can win great stuff in a big raffle with lots of giveaways. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 13th, starting at 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at longfin.com.
XSPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.